News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, pressure continues to mount on John Delaney and the board of the FAI. Issues around their financing was discussed at an Oireachtas Sports Committee yesterday. John Tracy, the CEO of Sport Ireland, was in attendance. He declined to express confidence in the board of the FAI. Take a listen to what he had to say when questioned by Sinn Féin's Imelda Munster.
Do you have confidence in the board?
Well, let's put it this way. Where we are at the moment is this. We've asked questions and we haven't got answers, and that raises serious concerns within the executive and within Sport Ireland.
Yeah, we all know it raises serious concerns, but my specific question was, do you have confidence in the FAI board? So yes or no answer.
Well, I'm not saying yes.
Yes, well, as you heard there, John Tracy, eventually answering the question, refusing to back the board, but refusing to go so far as to say sack him either. Imelda Munster joins me now on the line. Imelda, what's your view on the position of the FAI board?
They've a lot of serious questions to answer, and they'll be coming before the committee next week. And at this point, I suppose the onus is totally on them to convince both myself and other members of the committee, you know, that they should remain on. And if they don't, we'll have to seriously look at, you know, the board, looking at the prospect that the board should go.
And when we say the board, because I'm struck,
they're good enough, or, you know, no proper explanation.
I'm struck John Delaney attends board meetings in his new role. He's not a member of the board. Would you include him in that?
Well, yes, yeah, because, I mean, at the minute, the questions that we need answers to, you know, firstly, and these are similar to what I posed to the Sport Ireland yesterday, that the FAI didn't inform Sport Ireland of the financial difficulties, which is a condition, you know, one of the terms and conditions for grant approval in the first instance. They didn't inform them of the loan. They didn't record the loan. They changed the rules to allow long-standing members have additional four-year terms, despite the fact, without consulting Sport Ireland, and despite the fact that many had exceeded the recommended terms, which is three terms of 3 years, you know, under the governance code. And in fact, the FAI had themselves had commissioned a report, the Genesis report, way back in 2002. And the recommendations and reforms, they didn't actually implement themselves. There was two recommendations, one that included two independent non-executive directors to the board. That never happened. And yeah, the other was term limits for board members, and that never happened. So they're the type of serious questions that has to be answered.
And in terms of the grant approval, which you mentioned there a moment ago, they have, as I understand, drawn down a certain amount of their funds of their government grant for this year. Should the rest of the money be withheld until we have answers to these questions?
Well, they're in next week, as I say, and I understand from what Sport Ireland said yesterday that 50% of the grants have been drawn down so far this year. So I think for the space of the week, we'll wait and see what answers they come back with, and if there's proper explanation given, and that both myself and the committee are satisfied with their responses.
Oh, so they have a week to answer these questions, but if they don't, if you're not happy in a week, they say next Thursday, if you're unhappy, you'd be calling for funding to be withheld, would you?
No, I wouldn't be calling for funding to be withheld. We'd certainly be calling, well, I would look at the fact that the board should go if the responses are not sufficient, if they're not good enough, if there's not a proper explanation given that we're satisfied with, and funding should continue with the new board. But it's not. It's another week. But they've already had several weeks. Sport Ireland yesterday appeared very frustrated and hugely disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. But Imelda, do you know who else would be frustrated and disappointed? Mm-hmm. Are taxpayers thinking, hold on, if you're suggesting possibly, and as I said, possibly, because you still want answers,
yes,
that an organisation is so rotten, the entire board has to go, I don't want any of my tax money going to them until it's sorted out.
Well, at the end of the day, well, that's, we're going to have to wait. All this, you know, depends on whether or not we get sufficient answers to satisfy us and a proper explanation. But what you have to look at in general, and there has to be, there 100% has to be some form of sanction, whether it's the board that has to go, you know, that's it, there has to be some sort of sanction if we're not satisfied that good governance, you know, they adhere to good governance. But the other aspect of that is the funding that is given by Sport Ireland is for, you know, the field sports grant, which is about developing the grassroots of the game. And you'd be reluctant to punish the grassroots, the local clubs at local level. And the other one is women in sport. But that's not to say, you know, all options are open at the moment. But if the board, who are tasked with, you know, adhering to good governance, if their responses are not sufficient, and so far they haven't been able, you'd imagine if the €100,000 loan, if, you know, if it was as straightforward as saying, well, why haven't we got answers?
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait till next week to find out. But that board should be held accountable.
All right. Imelda Munster of Sinn Féin, thanks a million for that. Let's stick with this issue. Niamh Brennan, director of the UCD Centre for Corporate Governance, is on the line. Niamh, in terms of good governance, because that's what a lot of Imelda was addressing there, how far away from the gold standard model of good governance is the FAI at the moment? And is there a gold standard model in Ireland? Like, is the GAA or the IRFU, is some other sporting organisation doing this right?
I would say that the FAI is quite far away from, I wouldn't even call it the gold standard. I would call it modern basic standards of governance. Some fairly fundamental issues seem to be problematic with the FAI. As Imelda Munster said, the nature of the long service of the directors is just not acceptable in modern governance anymore. And that is not even a gold standard. That's just absolute basic proper corporate governance. The second problem with the FAI is, where governance goes wrong, this is often a particular problem, where there seems to be one dominant individual. So a lot of the calls for improvements in governance, in a way, are trying to address that particular problem. And again, a basic standard of governance is that power is distributed across a number of individuals. And that just doesn't seem to be the case with the FAI.
When you talk about one powerful individual, look, you're talking in this case about John Delaney. Is there an argument then that once that one powerful individual is removed from the board, that the rest of the board could be left in situ, that you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater?
I wouldn't. The rest of the board have been there for an overly long time. They have already breached basic governance standards. So the FAI needs to bring in systems where there is, turnover in the board, and the board is refreshed and new people with fresh eyes come in. And that needs to be done with a certain amount of independence.
All right. All right, we will watch this space closely. Niamh Brennan, Director of the UCD Centre for Corporate Governance. Niamh, thanks a million for speaking to us.